Why do I believe what I believe? Ask yourself that same question if you haven't already. To have blind faith in anything will make you mentally and spiritually weak. All of this chaos we're witnessing today is rooted in blind faith and delusional mindsets. It's been said that money is the root of all evil. True, but that's because many people idolize money. Money itself only has value if people give it value. In fact, until you use the money to buy something, it's totally worthless. So what does that mean for me? It means I only use it as a tool. A tool that only works when a currency network is in place. Should you keep your nest egg? Yes, just convert most of it into physical assets or things other than fiat currency. Money is inherently worthless, and that includes gold too. Can you feed yourself or load your gun with gold coins? What if nobody wants your gold coins or other shiny things? Hope you have some useful skill you can exchange for resources. By useful, I mean a blue-collar skill, like plumbing or carpentry. I know now that women typically don't adhere to any moral code. In fact, unless they're put under pressure by the majority of society, they tend to be chaotic. When women were so-called oppressed, society functioned normally. We can't go back to that, unfortunately, the cat's out of the bag. The living examples of traditional families will fade into obscurity. Again, the traditional family is dead. Many men that would make good fathers don't want to deal with these 304s. I know there's some guys out there that are still determined to get married. Do you really want to risk all of your possessions, including your own shelter and transportation? If you want kids, daddy government will take your kids too, and hand them over to your cheating ex. What about your mental health? I had mental scarring from a prior relationship that took years to heal. To summarize, I was a white knight, and she was abusive as hell. Was it my fault? Partly yes, because I was ignorant. Am I totally anti-marriage? No, I'm just warning those men that may be still willing to marry. A home with a stable married couple is a great environment to raise children in, but in these times, the odds of success are definitely not in your favor. Continuing, what I call the evil, you may call the Jews, rich elites, or whatever, pushed feminism in order to sabotage the human social structure. These women now show their true, incredibly narcissistic nature. They even flaunt their disgusting whoring on social media, and the simps that worship them disgust me even more. Some background: I had an issue with porn dependency for years. I was at a point where my energy levels were somewhat governed by it. Those simps, they remind me of when I was like that on the inside. Now, my dependency is mostly gone. I still get triggered sometimes, but I have far more self-control. Anyway, now that these women have exposed themselves in many ways, MGTOW, Black Pill, and the like, are being vindicated. Any men that aren't totally and or willfully blue pill, will leave the dating pool. When enough men leave, daddy government may try more nefarious tactics against us. They'll try to drain us faster to feed their moochers, but it won't work. Finally, about the plan of the evil. Its ultimate plan is to enact total tyranny. The mark of the beast isn't just a mark, it's a system. The jab, while it is a marker, is only a prototype. The completed version will actually destroy your sense of spirituality and free will, leaving you fully under their control. Human body, machine blood, all zombie. P.S. Black pill isn't nihilism, it's rebirth. Pulsar out.